Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. What would you say, small business owner, if I said that you have a lot in common with the Tour de France? You know, the bike race over in France. Actually, started in England. They did spend 3 days in England. First, I've been watching that race a long time. First time I remember it ever being in England. Maybe it had another time, but they spent 3 days in England. So can it still be called the Tour de France? I guess that's what they do. But it's in France now, and you got some things in common with it. You know, with 21 stages of this race, ridden over 23 days, they only get two rest days in the middle. Some of those stages almost 150 miles long, navigating cobblestones and assaulting at least two mountain ranges and dealing with thousands of over-enthusiastic crowd members. The Tour de France bicycle race is arguably the most grueling of all sporting competitions. So I've come up with four reasons why I think competing in the Tour is like running a small business. Here's the first one. I call it team structure. Tour de France participants are part of 23 sponsored teams, each one having about 25 members. And each member having an individual role to play. Some members are supportive non-riders, like the ones, guys who drive around the cars and the motorcycles and et cetera. And some are the riders, whose primary role, most of them have the primary role of protecting and pushing the person they've decided is their leader. But all of them work together to meet team performance goals, including getting their leader to the podium at the end of the day or at the end of the race. Sounds a lot like a small business, doesn't it? Since every day in a small business can be like a mountain stage on the Tour, peaks and valleys, success requires the ability to motivate your team to work together effectively. Teamwork. A smart leader knows that sustaining successful teamwork requires sharing the recognition so that the team doesn't mind if you wind up being the one on the podium. Second one is communication. Competing in the Tour is like running 21 marathons in 23 days while simultaneously playing a chess match. So each team member has to understand his role in the overall strategy. Even if you have the best business strategy in the world, it must be communicated to your small business team so every member understands their role in the organization's plan to achieve success. You have to communicate. And if you watch the Tour de France teams, they do that very well. We could take a lesson from them. The third one is preparation. All you have to do is watch a Tour de France cyclist on a mountain stage to see successful preparation. These guys have turned their bodies into human spring steel as they become one with their bikes. It's amazing to watch it. The small business equivalent is to learn as much as you can about operating your business, about your industry, about the competition, and especially what you need to know about your customers, and more especially in the age of the customer, what are your customers' expectations? What are your new expectations? The customers, I should say, new expectations. You have to know that, folks. Since your team also needs to know these things, all of your team members, but you got to prepare them by investing in training and in practice to help them get ready, help them be prepared to deal with the things your company has to do, the things your industry requires, the things the competition will throw at you, but especially whatever the customer's expectations are. And finally, technology. Tour de France teams certainly leverage technology. If you watch them, you see the radios and all the different things that they use, including high-tech bikes. Those things are amazing. The customized chase vehicles rigged perfectly for all that. And, of course, as I said, the on-course communication tools. Just a few of the list of the technology that that they use. One of the keys to success for small businesses in the 21st century, and I've been saying this now to you since 1997-98, one of the keys to success in the 21st century, especially now in the age of the customer, is leveraging technology. You've got to get and continue to be good at leveraging technology. You have to embrace technology. You have to believe that it is a lever for you that will not only help you get the job done, but will help you get it done more efficiently, just like you see the Tour de France teams do. If you want to stand in the winner's circle, you must find ways to use technology to make existing systems, things you've been doing for a long time, to make them more efficient as well as help you take advantage of new opportunities. You know, the one of the things that when I talk to people about the changes that are happening in the marketplace these days, sometimes people get angry about it because they're frustrated. They're the way they used to do business isn't working, and their business is not performing like they like it used to. Their salespeople aren't selling as much. Their marketing strategy isn't producing as much. The phone isn't ringing like it used to. And when I talk about technology, when I talk about how the age of the customer is being, you know, really being influenced by technology, they want to get mad at technology. But folks, here's what you have to realize. The thing that's changing all this, the thing that's taking our breath away with all the changes is not technology. Technology is just a tool, right? The thing that's making all the changes are customer expectations. And we can't get mad at customers, right? Because they're customers. And we love our customers, right? So if customer expectations, and this is a huge part of being successful today is on Main Street, is you have to understand what the new expectations are. And oftentimes, those expectations are around technology. That's the way it works. So, small business owners, you can learn a lot. I can learn a lot from how the Tour de France teams approach their business. It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.